Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I am your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects that will make life in rural Erie County better. Better for kids, ourselves, and our communities. Today's show is the eighth in a series about the fiber optic internet network coming to Cory. Impact Cory and its partners are building a universal gig fiber network that will make Cory a rural community of choice for remote workers, online learning, digital economy job training, and technology businesses. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Cory. Today, I would like to welcome to the podcast Joseph Bezorek, broadband project manager with Michael Baker International and supervising manager of the Cory Fiber project implementation. Welcome, Joe.
Well, thank you so much for that warm introduction. I appreciate it.
No problem. So, Joe, I understand that Michael Baker International provides engineering and consulting services for major projects throughout the world. Would you tell us a bit more about MBI and the types of projects you manage?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. So here at Michael Baker, we do work in the broadband space in the division I work for. And several of the projects we do within Western Pennsylvania, we support a lot of counties with their broadband deployments, especially with the upcoming funding programs that have been put out by the federal government, as well as the state agencies. Not only do we handle the smaller things here in Western Pennsylvania, but also we help several states within the country migrating this funding landscape. So we do everything with helping best identify what type of network should be built, how the network should be built, as well as getting all the deployment out to the unserved, as well as the underserved homes within their municipalities.
Excellent. So with large-scale projects like that all over, how did Cory get so lucky for MBI to sign on as project and public outreach manager for Cory's fiber network?
So I don't think it's luck at all. I think that here at Michael Baker, we're super excited to partner with a city like Cory and help them expand their vision of this fiber network within their municipality. Michael Baker has been, you know, has the roots in Western Pennsylvania. And anytime that we have the opportunity to support a local community within Western Pennsylvania, we jump on it because using our not only local knowledge, but also the knowledge that we've gathered throughout working in these types of projects throughout the country, we're able to leverage that experience and help best Cory in their undertaking of this fiber network. So no, we're super excited. Couldn't be more happier that we get to give back a little bit.
Awesome.
To the Western Pennsylvania area.
Right. So basically knowing the area inside and out just really helps with that. That's excellent. What types of things will MBI be doing to keep the project on task, on time, and as advertised?
So I think the core focus of the project is right now we're in like the preliminary, the outreach stage. So we're able to leverage our expansive team. And like you touched on earlier, Laura, the intimate knowledge of the areas, how to best leverage public outreach. That would be step number one, as well as get the information out to the residents who will be affected by this network. The second phase is the construction management piece. We have a deep bench of people who focus specifically on construction management and oversight of projects to best ensure best practices and construction techniques are used in the field. We'll also be working as a liaison between the construction company, Impact Cory, as well as residents to address any questions they may have during the process of the construction. And finally, we'll help support the testing, make sure that everything is as promised to Cory, as well as to Impact Cory via the speeds that were promised from the beginning.
Got you. So what phase is being worked on right now?
So currently we're in the outreach phase. Chuck Gray, who has been a huge advocate with Impact Cory, and it's just been a true pleasure to work with her as well as Dr. Matt Platts. We get to speak to him every day. So right now where we're at is we are in the outreach phase and we're weeks away, hopefully, from selecting an ISP to begin this project, to get it into construction, you know, get that engineering piece done.
Got you. So if you could, do you have a guess on what kind of timeline is for the physical start and completion of the fiber network installation?
So can't answer that question as far as the date, but I can answer the overall construction of the project once it gets through engineering and permitting should be less than 8 months.
Oh, wow.
From that start date.
That's actually way quicker than I was thinking you were going to say. So very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking you're going to say like 2 years or something.
No, it's not geographically, it's not a huge build. So, and these guys are professionals whenever they come in to build an area. And it's just to kind of circle back on one earlier point. One of the huge benefits is that Impact Core is extremely laser focused in on is bringing in a tier one provider to support this network within Core. So that brings a lot of strength with that as well.
Yeah, for sure. So how long will construction take once an internet service provider is selected, if you have a guess, if it's a different than the 8 month?
No, it's going to fall about that 8 month thing. You know, it's hard to truly nail that prediction down. I see it as an 8 month project just from the experience that we have collectively in a miles per build area formula. But let's be honest, Corey is affected. There's several outside forces. Sometimes weather could be one. Hopefully we get a great winter with a lot of snow. So,
right. I don't know if I agree with that, but I know why you would want that.
I have a younger child that loves the snow. So.
Oh, gotcha. You see, mine are all grown up. So I'm like in that old mentality phase of, all right, I'm done with the snow. So could you tell me, will homes and businesses be eligible for fiber optic internet service?
Absolutely. Yes. And that's one of the primary focuses, to bring it to all residents within the limits of the city of Corey.
Awesome. So you say the city of Corey, how far does that expand out? Do you have an idea of how much the network will cover? And then also a second to that question, how can a person find out if it will be available at their home or business?
So this is one of those questions where I'm not 100% on at this point, but I will say this. The residents of Corey will always be kept abreast of project activities on the Impact Corey webpage. They can go in there to find real-time updates, as well as we plan on posting like a homes passed once the ISP is picked. So then they'll be able to identify if their home is going to be impacted by this network.
Fantastic. Now, are there specific websites that they would need to go to, or just the impactcorey.org?
Just the impactcorey.org is where they will be able to find, like I said, the most real-time updates for the project.
Excellent. So now, if someone already has internet service, if you're trying to persuade them to switch to this, why should they consider?
That's a great question, Laura. It's one that we really want to highlight. So the benefits of the network that Corey is going to deploy, it's a full fiber to the home network. So what that does is, in the traditional model, and there is, you know, broadband available in Corey now, you do have internet, but the speeds increase so vastly. And I think we've all been sometimes, especially myself working from home, sometimes on an older type of style network, you will see a slowdown from that 3 to 6 p.m. window if you're still working. Just whenever the pipe starts getting full, kids get home and the gaming starts, and right. You know, talking to their friends, FaceTime is one thing. So that just sucks up the bandwidth. In this network, there is no latency. The latency disappears. And whenever I say latency, that would be, if you ever try to download a movie or something and it takes a little bit of time and sometimes it gets stuck and you just see it sitting there thinking, there is that, because you have the same speeds up as you do down. So there won't be that lag, if you say, with this type of network.
That's a big deal.
It's truly a big deal, especially for people or businesses. Whenever they need that real-time data, there is not that slowdown.
Right. I know some of our local businesses are having issues with their credit card machines. And like you said, it's probably around that time when everything's being overloaded and it's hard for them to process their sales. So that's a big hindrance. I know many folks have asked, so I'm going to ask you, you kind of touched base on fiber optic cables and how they help with latency, but can you touch base on how they're able to transfer so much more data faster than the traditional technology?
Yeah, absolutely. So the traditional technology, and we're just going to skip over telephone, you know, to old copper lines at this point. We'll jump over to what is currently deployed in CoreU. So that's an HFC system, a hybrid coaxial system, where you have a fiber dedicated to an X amount of homes that would feed through the coaxial cables. So that system is based on an RF model where you have your radio frequency traveling on the lines. In fiber, it's light. Light is the medium where it transfers the data back and forth. And with that, there isn't that transfer from RF to fiber at the node to take it back. It's all a single point directly from the head end or the signal origination point. It's a fiber directly to your home. So you don't have several splices, points back and forth. You also don't have connections in line. So it's the connections are all passive. It's basically a clean system and it's a straight shot right to your home.
Nice. That's excellent. I mean, this seems like a huge step in the digital economy for CoreU. What are the benefits of creating this fiber optic system, not just getting better speeds, but are there any other benefits that you would say would come from this?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's tangible benefits, which are the speed, the more reliable service. Those are the tangible benefits we see. But the benefits that we don't even think of are, even if somebody chooses not to take the system, some of the ancillary benefits of property values increase because there is this availability in CoreU if somebody wanted to relocate, which I wouldn't see why they wouldn't because it's beautiful up there,
yes.
You know, to come into town. It helps with that. It also helps attract
people, for sure,
like businesses, because then they know that they have this opportunity. It helps attract people looking to maybe remove themselves from the urban environment and come out to a beautiful area like CoreU, because they know that they have that reliable service. And they also know that the speeds that will be there are the same speed that you could get in the largest metropolitan networks.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, it's just incredible, honestly. I'm so excited for CoreU because, like, not only is CoreU going to survive, it's going to thrive because of this. So it's really important to educate the residents about this so they can understand how big of a difference it will be for CoreU. So I just want to thank you so much for sharing details of this amazing project with us. And it's been great to have you on the show today. And also thank you to the Michael Baker International for taking on this project in our rural community.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate your time, Lauren. Like I said, any other questions, please feel free to reach out and make sure everybody checks in on the Impact CoreU webpage. Chuck Gray, like I said, and Matt, they do a great job updating everything and keeping the information fresh.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Joe. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the role of high-speed connectivity in career training. To become a champion, join Impact CoreU's mailing list, or to contribute financially to Impact CoreU, please visit impactcoreu.org. That's impactcoreu.org. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact CoreU.